This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF with us, two of the important people in the Offshoot Film Festival, Jules Taylor, who's the outreach coordinator, and Jason Sewell, who is the executive director. Welcome both.
Thank you, Kyle and Antoinette.
You're welcome.
What year is this for the festival?
This is our third year. Very exciting for us to have 3 years, and on our program and on our posters and publicity out there, we've come up with the tagline that we're taking root in Northwest Arkansas.
Oh, so I like it.
Here we are.
The third year established. What have you learned from the first 2 years that helps you now in a third year?
I learned that Fayetteville loves the art of independent film, and so we're continuing to grow this thing. I've learned that it's very exciting to have filmmakers come to Fayetteville. One of the most exciting things, and I think that Jules will agree, and probably our entire organization would agree, is when filmmakers come here like they did last year. A couple came, Ryan and Jenica Schwartzman, and now they're back right now as we speak making a SAG film here in the area. Because they realized here in Fayetteville there was such a support for the art of independent film. There was a community here to help and to be a part of that. And so that's very exciting to us.
We should point out, for those who don't know, SAG is Screen Actors Guild.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys just had your party to kind of announce what will be shown. Anything in particular that you're excited about?
Well, there's a bunch of films we're excited about. Our opening night film is called Hated, and it's a film about a band, and particularly about the manager of the band. This manager helps them make it big time, and the band gets to be huge, and then what happens to that manager after that? And so we're kicking off screening that film on Thursday night, October the 4th, and yeah.
And we're also always really excited about our Arkansas Connection films. And we keep having more and more and higher quality. It's so exciting. And, you know, one of our local filmmakers just right here in Fayetteville, Sarah Moore Churchill, she has two films in the shorts. So we're really excited to get to kind of showcase her a little bit.
Yeah, as well as all the other filmmakers in the area. There's, Arkansas is really growing and expanding as far as what films are being made here. And like Jules just said, the quality of films that are being made here is increasing and increasing and increasing. And we have the privilege of seeing those as they are, given to us and submitted, and we get to see Arkansas come so far in creating films. And so, yeah, we're excited about that. I'm probably most excited about the short films that we're screening at the festival. I feel like that category in itself has some of the best films that we're going to screen the entire weekend. And those come in blocks. They come in waves all throughout the four-day event. So there's some on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you can't really go wrong. If you want to just go sit for an hour, hour and a half, and watch a block of shorts, all of those blocks of shorts are worth checking out.
Now, will there be filmmakers here for like question and answer sessions like they were last year?
Yes, absolutely. So any filmmaker who comes, and we do know of quite a few who are coming to see their films, we're going to have them up afterwards for just a quick Q&A from the audience. So it's really a fun time for even a film enthusiast, somebody who has, just goes to see the blockbusters at Malco or wherever, to come and talk to a filmmaker who is making a living out of doing this. So yes, that opportunity will exist.
How do you gauge, can you tell the quality of the movies at all different in your third year of submissions than the first year? Was there a difference?
Yeah, well, I would say so. I mean, first of all, the name Offshoot Film Fest is getting out there to filmmakers so people know what they're submitting to. The first year, we were the first year. So, we got a lot of traffic, but, we weren't established yet as a film festival. In our third year, it's been really nice this year to receive films and to be able to set the bar because we know what our audience here in Fayetteville and in Northwest Arkansas will appreciate, and we can set the bar at a certain level. And it's really nice because now we know what we're looking for, and we can have those quality films that we all love and enjoy and take those to our festival to showcase. So yes, our name is getting out there, people are submitting more quality things, and we're able to raise our standards because of that.
There are schedules, there are online schedules, so people can know what and where. Because you don't have to, if your schedule doesn't allow, you don't have to commit to the 4 days if you can hit 2 days or something like that.
And what Jason just said, it is really, really fun to just have, you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and go sit and watch shorts, you know, and maybe they're 10, 15 minutes each, and you end up watching five really quality, interesting films and get a festival experience just in an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah.
And where can people look that up?
Yeah, so all of our information and the program and everything is available at www.seedlingfilm.com. That's the name of our organization, the Seedling Film Association. We put on the Offshoot Film Fest. So, again, seedlingfilm.com is where you can go. You can purchase weekend passes there for $35, which get the pass holder into everything, every screening. We're also doing, as we said, talkback sessions. There's also, and I want to just take a moment to focus on, an entire day on Friday is our education day. And so we have students coming here from all across the area to learn from filmmakers, and we're also expanding into broadcast journalism. So we have a lot going on that day. But students aren't the only ones welcome. Anyone is welcome. There's a lot because the presenters are professionals working in the field, and anybody wanting to come and learn anything about, you know, broadcast journalism, for instance, they will be happy to accept them into that. So the $35 pass gets them into all of those things, plus the after parties that we have. Every evening we'll be going somewhere different to mix and mingle with filmmakers and Fayetteville folks alike. We'll all be in the same place. And then there's the $7 ticket that gets you into any individual screening. So if, as Jules just said, if you want to go and you want to see just one block of shorts or whatever, that would cost $7.
And this is all taking place at the UA Global Campus just off the square in Fayetteville?
That's absolutely correct, October the 4th through the 7th.
That was Jason Sewell and Jules Taylor with the Seedling Film Association talking about Offshoot Film Fest, which starts October 4th and runs through the 7th. If you'd like to hear more from our conversation, we had three more questions for our guests. You can listen to the audio extra at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.